This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Bob, now I've reached the freakout stage.
Uh-oh, this sounds to me like it's going to be a little testy here. You're calling a business to try to get something done.
I'll tell you who I'm calling, Bob. I'm calling the Chick-fil-A right up here on Washington Road, right up here in Mount Lebanon or Bethel Park, whatever it is. And nobody's answering the phone. And I'm responsible for an entire volleyball team today and a JV team and coaches, 27 people. So I'm going to order 30 sandwiches and fries, and they only let you go up to 10 on the takeout order part, and then nobody's answering the phone. Donnie Football witnessed this.
Ooh.
Three times I called, and then they ring, and then they say, sorry, we're not here, and then they hang up on you.
They're turning their back on 30 order. And the thing is, customer service has gone downhill on a lot of places.
What
it
is happening here?
It needs to be.
What if I don't get this? What if we lose the game because we're all hungry? Bob, this is not good.
Oh, it's pregame. It's very important.
I'm going to have to show
people.
Up and just order them in person. How long will that take? 30 sandwiches.
You're going to be late. You're going to have to give them to them in the second inning or whatever. It's a volleyball game?
Volleyball.
Okay, second.
Yeah.
Second. I forget what we're talking about. No, but that's you've been calling for another for the last hour. I've
I know,
seen you.
Now it's distracting me from my job. Come on, Chick-fil-A. Pick up your phone or call us or do something. Now I'm panicking, Bob, but not as much as the
Why don't you just leave it on until someone does answer? You can't do that?
Because they hang up on you.
Oh.
Donnie Football witnessed it. At one point, the mechanical lady said, thank you for calling. after it rang for 3 minutes or whatever, says thank you for calling and hangs up on you.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. Anyway, neither do the Pirates, apparently. Did you watch that debacle?
Another walk-off and no scoring for Paul Skeens.
I was okay that they took him out of the game because he was okay with it. He said, we're trying to manage my innings at this point in the year. He was unhittable last night. He made a bad 0-2 pitch, and the guy, that was the only time anybody got good contact on him that I can remember, and the other one was a swinging bunt. Phenomenal. And they ruined it again with an unspeakably horrific lineup. And I mean horrific. I don't know that they keep outdoing themselves with these lineups. Triolo has been getting okay until September. He's not a leadoff guy, but he also wasn't the problem. 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. You ready for this, Bob?
I saw it, so I couldn't believe it either.
O'Neill Cruz at 200, a total disaster. Nick York at 176. Cam Devaney at 115, and he struck out 14 of 26 at-bats. He's doing the full Brian Bixler. Jiwon Bae at .067.
I'm tired of having him up here,
We're
honestly.
Still auditioning him, huh?
He doesn't need
Ben,
to be. It's
we're
past
really,
tense with him.
And Hank Davis at 161. I've got a number for you, Bob, and it'll blow your mind. Henry Davis, his career batting average is 179. He's 13 of 109 since July 1st, and he's hitting 161 this season. You heard the averages I just mentioned.
Right.
Garrett Cole hit 174 in 235 at-bats with the Pirates. Garrett Cole, as a pitcher, would have legitimately batted six for this team last night. That's how bad it is. That's what Ben Cherington has done. He thought he made up for that mistake by going out and getting Joey Bart, lucking into Joey Bart last year. And Joey Bart was good, and now he's not good either. He has two home runs in 259 at-bats. Guess what, Bob? Gerrit Cole had three home runs in less at-bats as a Pirate. So when we're talking about pitchers out-hitting these people, we're not kidding.
No.
Gerrit blanking Cole out-hits these guys. And it's so embarrassing to watch them blow another lead for Paul Skeens. Or another good game. It was a lead, but another good game. May I give you one more number,
yeah,
Bob?
You made me think back of Kenny Brett. I remember him as a
hitter.
Yeah,
forget about the guys who could really hit, like Rick Rodin and Ken Brett, yeah, I mean, and Don Robinson.
Legitimate hitters.
For sure.
Skeens, that brings up, you brought this up earlier.
He should hit.
He should hit. If
he
this is what it's going to be, let him hit.
Let him hit. I agree. Listen to this one, Bob. This is unbelievable. Because I thought to myself, how many times has this dude had a really good start, even if an abbreviated start, at least five innings? And he doesn't get the win. So listen to this, Bob. Are you ready? Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
Paul Skeens has made 24 starts in his career. 24. Where he's allowed two or fewer earned runs and gotten either a loss or a no decision. So 24 times that dude has taken the mound, allowed two runs or less, and not gotten a win. Think about that.
Yeah, legitimately,
it's almost impossible.
You can have 20 wins as a starter in that number. You know, with those kinds of efforts, if you had any sort of hitting at all, and they don't. They go through streaks where once in a while they're going to get a blowout game and all their bats will come to life. But overall, at the end of the year, the numbers will tell the story. And it's the same story as the end of the year last year when they knew it was a problem and they didn't do anything to change it. So now we're in the same boat.
We're in the same boat. And Tommy Pham's been hitting well for a long time. God bless him. He's not a cleanup hitter. He has nine home runs.
All those guys.
And he was so bad early. He was so bad early that even though he's led the National League for a while in hitting, he's still only up to like 260.
None of those guys are cleanup hitters. How many guys have they used as cleanup hitters this year?
It's horrifying.
I mean, you have to establish roles. You need a lineup that you can put out there every day for the most part, and you know, people go to the game, they know these guys are going to be in that position.
What do you do with Cruz? We talked earlier in the year. I got a comment under my story at the Post-Gazette saying, oh, you were all over Cruz for being, you know, wanting to sign him at the beginning of the year, all over him in a good way, like, oh, he's becoming a star. Yeah, me and everybody else in baseball, because it looked that way. And now he's not. So I've changed my mind. Just like GMs, managers, other teams, everybody who watches the game, it depends on how you play. Yes, I was very high on O'Neill Cruz early in the season. And instead, he's regressing, Bob. He's regressing faster than Benjamin Button. He's going to be a toddler by the end of the year. What is happening here?
I don't know. He's regressing like Tyler Kennedy's forehead right now, too.
I'm
like,
yes.
Tyler, come on, man. No. Yeah, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed because he's been stuck on, 19 home runs? But if you look at his home runs over the last 2 months, they're non-existent. Number two, he still has problems identifying fly balls. He takes steps back. He's not sure of himself in center field defensively.
He leads the majors in strikeout percent. He strikes out more than anybody in baseball.
Right. But he also supposedly, there was a time we were talking about 30-30, 30-40 stolen bases. He hasn't been on base enough because he's hitting 200. Everything that could go wrong is going wrong. I have no idea the reason for it. But just because of a lack of offense on this team, I can't do anything but bring him back and continue to work with him next year.
But certainly not sign him to a long term.
No,
deal. This guy, he should never face a left-handed pitcher again. He's hitting 105 against them, so he's become a platoon player. How is it that him and Davis are getting worse?
I mean, the hope is they're going to get better the more you play them, but it's gone the opposite direction. So now they're in a conundrum here with these guys.
Are they just unsalvageable, or if they went to Milwaukee, would they turn into the hitting versions of Quinn Priester?
How about that story? That's another one that, you know, they couldn't find an answer for him here, and he has just been ripping it off in Milwaukee. It's unbelievable. I don't know. All I know is the talent's there. They have to extract from him that talent. I don't know. He strikes me sometimes as just not into the game. You know, we went through that earlier in the season where you saw him jogging and he was sat down for a game, you know, and at times he returns to that. It's unacceptable if you're in the majors.
And these two guys, forget about Bob Devaney. What's the third baseman's name?
Cam.
Chris Gavaney?
Cam Devaney.
Cam Devaney. who strikes out every time.
This.
Forget about him.
But I will say this: when he was doing well, I'm not opposed to playing guys in September. I want to get a look. Now the look is not a good look right now, But we saw
he's 28 years old and he strikes out every time he comes to the plate.
They acquired him in trade, and he was doing okay in AAA. I wanted to see him up here. Now I've seen enough to make me think that
Henry Davis is Johnny Bench in AAA. How are him and Cruz getting worse? Who's to blame? Greg Brown last night very accurately, and he didn't say it in like a sarcastic or mean-spirited way. He said it in a matter-of-fact way that Henry Davis is having trouble even making contact right now these days. Bob, it's painful. I feel bad for him. It is painful. It's almost like a case of the yips. It's like a guy, it's like when Pedro couldn't throw to first. Now, this is a much exponentially worse problem. He's having it at the plate. He can't.
How much
he
of it with
hit.
Him do you think is psychological confidence ties into that?
I don't know. I have people who think they know about hitting who are like, who's teaching this guy to hit? He's got the worst swing I've ever seen. But
well,
I imagine they changed
their batting coach last year. They have to maybe do it again.
Maybe they're unsalvageable, both of them. And when I say unsalvageable for Cruz, he's still going to hit 20 homers and steal 40 bags. But all his other numbers are way down, so unsalvageable to reach his potential. And then Davis, you can't have a starter at any position hitting like this, which is to say
especially
they have never
multiple
hitting.
People hitting like that.
Well, but he's a number one pick who plays catcher.
Absolutely, he has to, yeah. So what's your stance with him then? Are you going to just discard him as a bust and move forward? Or
if I could, I think we've reached that point. Okay, and I keep hearing about how great he is defensively.
He is good defensively.
Great. So is Jacob Stallings, except Jacob Stallings out-hits this guy.
Yeah.
I can go get six catchers who can help me defensively.
But that's not my
question.
He's
the number one pick.
My question is, because of that, most number one picks, especially one overall, get nine lives.
I don't know what to do, Bob.
They get nine lives in this, and you're not going to just discard him. I don't think they will do that. How do you fix him?
I don't know. It's the same conundrum the Steelers have with Broderick Jones. There's nobody waiting in the wings. I don't know what you do with these guys. But by this point in their career, if you would have pegged two people 2 years ago to be the guys in the Pirates order, other than Brian Reynolds, who absolutely stinks this year, it would have been Davis and Cruz. And not only are they not fulfilling that potential, like there's a long gap between being a high impact middle of the order hitter and being unplayable. They've gone to that.
Yeah,
neither one is playable at the moment. They shouldn't be playing.
And neither is Joey Bart, really, who's just there because of last year. Now that you mentioned, it's gone backwards with him. Those two catchers, Andy Rodriguez is hurt all the time, so that's not an answer. They thought he was going to be a contributor. And now they've even brought in another catcher from
you have to keep chasing
Keep chasing, but that kid, I've read some things that are good and some things that are bad on him. I don't even know if he's going to get shot up here based on what they have. They have to make decisions on the catcher for sure.
So what do you do with Henry?
I'd send him to whatever fall league and try to get new people around him. It wouldn't be my coaching staff. I would suggest to the organization to find somebody who's had success, some batting guru who's out there.
Keep Brian Hayes. Find Joe Nunnally.
Get him
Keep
out
Ryan
there.
Hayes, double-A coach.
But somebody who can change his style, change his approach, do it all in this fall league season and beyond. Because come next February when they're going to training camp, spring training, they got to figure out what to do with him.
And then Cruz.
And you can't start the season if he starts the first month hitting 116 or 161
Davis?
Or whatever. Yeah. At some point, then you have to say, we cannot.
I don't know that
this.
I'm even making that bet. I think now you have to have a different plan. He can be a number two catcher, a defensive guy. Skeens is personal catcher, whatever. I think Skeens might do pretty well with any catcher myself, but this is unsustainable when a guy never hits.
Because they have this problem, let me ask you this. We've been tracking Connor Griffin quite a bit. We watch a lot of his games down at our station. Last night, 3-for-5, 4 runs batted in, a home run. His first 17 games in AA, his numbers are off the charts good.
Yeah.
To me, that's fast-track material right there. Given their lack of hitting, given what he's doing, I don't care what his age is. Numbers are off the charts. He did it down in that regular A, high A, double A. I would move him as fast as I could. If he can't handle it, then okay, then you make the call then. But they need more with him. They need more than him, though.
A lot more. And then Cruz, you don't play him against lefties ever again. He's a platoon player. Luckily, most pitchers are right-handed, so he would still play a lot. And I don't know the answer, and clearly neither do they. I mean, I never thought he was going to regress back to this by the end of tonight's game. Do they even play tonight?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They play today, actually. Today? 105, I think. Third game of the series.
He's going to be in the 100s. In the 100s. And it's okay if you're Kyle Schwarber and you're hitting 189 with 49
Absolutely.
Home runs. This guy has 19 home runs.
I think Schwarber just got to 50 the other day, which leads you to – it's interesting. I brought this up about Skeens inside. I think Schwarber has no shot at winning National League MVP. It's always going to be Ohtani, right? You cannot vote for anyone but Ohtani.
Yeah.
There's nobody else every year. But the Cy Young, there's a lot of pushback about Paul Skeens, and I don't know why.
Because I haven't sensed that. Where do you see that?
On my Twitter site, where people tell me he needs to show more than being a five-inning pitcher, and I said the five-inning pitcher is not on him. It's on the organization because they're trying, and he's agreeing with
it. How many guys are seven-inning pitchers?
Most people today are going, now, do I see next year this happening? No. I think next year you may see him go the distance a lot more, at least given the opportunity. But there's nobody else. Zach Wheeler got hurt. Christopher Sanchez has been good. Freddie Peralta's been good. He's got a lot of wins. They have Logan Webb. He's another guy who's been okay. But nowhere is anyone close. I don't even know what the odds are.
Can you find
the odds on that, Austin? It's got to be overwhelming in favor of Skeens.
Those idiots. There's an easy answer when they say, he's only a five-inning guy. He's fifth in the majors in innings.
Innings, right.
And Skubal has only two more innings than him. Do they have the same complaint about him?
They should if they don't, if you're using that logic.
And Skeens has only made two more starts than him.
Bob Skeens is minus 50,000 to win the Cy Young Award.
So it is. It's done.
It's done.
It's done.
It's done.
It was done already.
Danger was going to be if he had a losing record, and I don't think that matters.
Yeah. That matters.
It might matter to some.
It doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter.
I agree, but I'm saying it might matter to some people.
You just cited 24 games where he's had two runs or less. He should be 24-0.
Well, in his career, yes, 24 of those games, two runs or less, and he has either a no decision or a loss. That's more remarkable than Joe DiMaggio 56 games, and I'm not being funny. That is a more remarkable stat than that. What an inept, horrific job that Ben Cherington has done.
Yeah, which leads us into the offseason. And will he get a chance to continue? And what would be his selling point to Bob Nutting?
He could say, look, we're almost 500 under Kelly. We've had some young guys improve.
I got these pitching together.
We got Griffin on the verge. We got Termar Johnson doing better. Did they just show Connor Griffin?
Yeah, are his numbers. I was right, 17 games.
1,052 OPS?
Yes. Look at it. 22 runs batted in, 6 stolen bases, .344 average. He does everything.
So he needs to go to AAA.
Now.
How much is left in their season?
It doesn't matter. Throw him up there and see what he can do. And if he can handle it, he starts here next year.
What about coming here for a couple weeks?
I wouldn't be against that. He's 19. Once in a while, you need somebody like that, a generational hitter.
Just once you need somebody, yeah. So that would be my selling. Hey, we got Connor Griffin. He wasn't the top overall pick. What a great draft pick he was. That would be my selling point if I was Cherington, but he's had enough time. 6 years into a rebuild, a tank job rebuild, 6 years into it, he had Nebraska football coach Bob Devaney playing third base and hitting .067. He had he's still auditioning Jiwon Bae and Jack Sawinski and Alexander Canario. Henry Davis looks like a bust. I hate to say it. Nick York's batting .176. He wasn't even great at AAA. He was the big guy that came back in that trade last year. It's just a complete
hodgepodge
of nothingness.
Offensively, anyway.
And yet, having said all that, I maintain that they're a couple of big bats away, which
this is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Which could also be me saying they're still a million miles away because they have to find a way to spend or trade their way into that. Probably trade their way into it, and they need a GM who can come in and wheel and deal his way. I read Ken Rosenthal. He was saying the exact same thing yesterday. Mm-hmm. Wheel and deal their way into a lineup, just an average lineup. Can you imagine what an average lineup would do, Bob?
Anything. The average, if you can, that stat is remarkable. 24 games in Paul Skeens' career where he's pitched and they score two runs or less.
No, where he allows two runs.
Or he allows.
And he doesn't win. No, he hasn't won any of those 24 games. Now, he's obviously had more games of two runs or less, but you know what I'm saying.
Those are all 24 wins. On a team like the Yankees or the Dodgers, most likely it's 20 wins.
Yeah, 20 wins.
That's why when people talk about stats, wins, and losses, it doesn't matter. That's why you have to look at the overall thing with him. Those should be wins, and they're not. And he shouldn't be penalized because he plays on a team that can't hit.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Bob, the fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with special visits from members of the fan staff. Do you want 93.7 The Fan to visit your game? Email usports@93.7thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact, potential dates. Details at 93.7thefan.com now, brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, and Pellman Electric. Ken Rosenthal, writing yesterday. You like him, Bob? He's very smart.
He's very smart.
These four teams might be ready for success in 2026. The Arizona Diamondbacks, the Baltimore Orioles, the Oakland A's, or whatever the hell they're called, and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Attention, Bob Nutting, writes Rosenthal. Whether or not you keep GM Ben Cherington, your team might not actually be that far away from contention, assuming you're interested in such a thing. So Rosenthal writes a whole thing about the Pirates and how they need somebody to come in and parlay some of this young pitching. He talks about Chandler, Ashcraft, Burroughs, Barco, Harrington, all these guys, and says, please, somebody come in here and get this done. A quality free agent bat or two could make a big difference, he says, but Nutting has never shown an inclination to spend much on the open market. Now is the time for the Pirates to make a push, finishes Rosenthal, and shame on Nutting if they don't. They probably have two more years of Skeens. You agree?
Yeah, and cash in on it. Again, they've already wasted this year, which could have been a year that they knock on the door to a wild card at very worst. But, you know, you go into this offseason now and you have a lot of guys who are going to be on the open market and their names that you're going to have to pay money to. The question is, how much will they go? You can go for upper tier free agents like Kyle Tucker. Like, I think Schwarber's even a free agent after this year. Not that they would do that, because opt-out guys like Cody Bellinger, all these guys could be available. If they are, make an investment, overpay. 2 years of trying to make something happen here, and I would do. And if you can't make a trade, then figure out something, or you can't, you know, something. If you can't sign someone, go and get somebody in a trade, because they can do that. How about would you be interested in a Jock Peterson? Even though he's an up and down hitter, but he can hit home runs.
He's been down this year.
All right,
he's
one of the worst years in modern
baseball history.
Baltimore's
terrible. Anybody who's competent with the bat.
I mean, Atlanta's had a terrible year. He's going to be a free agent, Marcelo Ozuna, even as a DH. And
You got a name there? Anybody in the offseason they could get?
I'm going to say Kyle Tucker, because he is. And he's been a really good player with Chicago, but he is at the end of a deal.
Yeah, and he slumped at times at the end of this year as well.
Care.
I don't think they're going to get Kyle Tucker.
Would you?
He's going to sign a $35, $40 million a year deal somewhere.
Okay, who isn't on this list? If you go through a list,
I'd go right after Eugenio Suarez. I don't think he's going to be commanding
a
huge amount of money.
He's got 40 home runs. He has
46 homers limits.
SpotTrack projects him for like $11 million.
SpotTrack this.
Was that before the 46 home runs?
No, that was as of 2 weeks ago.
Then I would call right now before the season's ending. I'd tamper with everybody. And I said, I want you. Well, how much is it going to cost? They need a starting third baseman who can hit. They've run out everyone. None of them can do it.
I'll pay, Bob.
If it's $11 million, that's a no-brainer. But I mean,
listen to this. Listen to what he writes. O'Neill Cruz is regressing Key Brian Hayes style, and no other Pirates hitter is even remotely exciting. Chicago White Sox infielder Leonin Sosa.
Sosa, yeah, I don't know how you say his
has name. A higher OPS than the Pirates team leader Brian Reynolds. Think about that. They're a nationwide laughingstock, this lineup.
Can you do me a favor? Because I don't know this. I want to find out. Bo Bichette, I think, is at the end of a contract.
He is, yes.
What is he going to be worth?
SpotTrack projects him at market value $23 million.
That's doable.
So that $11 million number I told you is actually 15. SpotTrack has upped it now to 15.
Okay, because he had 46 home runs. Or they go higher. My point is, that's doable in today's world of baseball economics. And if you're in it, with a guy like Skeens in a rotation that could be, again, your strength, you owe it to them and your fan base and your team and your manager to go out and get some options in offense. These guys are out there. Forget what they cost. Spend the money, you know? And yet there'll be people who defend the Pirates for that's too much for them. It's not your money. You should want him to spend as much money as he can. He's a billionaire. He needs to spend money in his investment, which is this team, which is a city investment in this team. Spend the money. $23 million is nothing. I'll take Eugenio Suarez right now. I'd give him $20 million or more.
This is a disaster, Bob.
I like spending money.
Yes.
Don't you?
Especially when it's not yours.
Are you defending his spending habits?
Not at all. I'll spend it right there with you, Bob.
Please, just spend something. Please.
Just for excitement levels, too. Just if you get home run power.
And last night, by the way, not only was it another failure in that they failed Skeens again, they also clinched a losing season, Bob. They're seventh in a row, and they're 35th out of 46 years since they won the series in 79. 35 losing seasons in 46 years. Some people will blame Major League Baseball's economic system. Then how do you explain the Rays? How do you explain the Brewers? All they do is win their division every year.
They are the classic example of what can be done with smart moves, drafting, and spending. They do it all.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Joe.
Limits. We're going to take a little trip around the NFL next with a Limitless Express. And there's some quarterback news out west. There's Tyreek Hill things happening. There's rumors afloat. We'll get to all of that next on the Limitless Express.
But first, Bob has a message for the people.
Your microphone's not on, Ron.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, baby.
This requires my headphones to come on, and they're all tangled up, so I can't do that. I can't.
I apologize.
I appreciate it. I know how it's all in fun, I think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's outside not, of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron? Dr. Dick? What should we go with here?
You can call me Ron.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
He's insulting my integrity, Bob.
Limits, the show is yours. It's time for the Limitless Express.
All right, let's do it. Let's jump aboard with something that George Pickens had to say, Bob.
Uh-oh.
How about this? George Pickens saying, I'm not worried about touches. I'm focused on winning. Do you believe George Pickens, Bob? Is he focused on winning or is he focused on himself and his own production?
I think he knows what's at stake for him this season. I've said this repeatedly. One of the reasons I would have kept him around, because I would have bet that he'd be a good soldier in there and just do his thing and try to get as much out of his team and also himself so he can get a big contract, or at least a bigger one than he may be on track for right now. So, no, I'm so far, so good down there. But we'll see. He didn't get all that much and didn't have a good performance in this game one, I thought. He knows he has to do it. So am I surprised he said that? No. Do I believe it? No.
Of course I don't believe it. Are you crazy? I know I'm not insulting you, Limits, but...
You're insulting my integrity.
To whoever thinks that he is being serious, you don't know anything about his history in the NFL. That will brew... Unless things go great and he's getting targeted left and right and flourishing there, that thing's going to blow up in Dallas sooner or later.
Or it doesn't, and he gets what he has, and then he leaves after 1 year to some other offer. That's what I bet on with him. And I know it's a risky bet because of who he is. But I know that also money, when you have that carrot dangling out there and there's money at the end of it, that's the one thing. I have always, if I were a GM, I would want players who are playing for their future money.
Next.
Bo Nix had a rough day. Your guy, Joe.
Did he ever.
Two interceptions against the Titans in
How
that
about
game
your
in
guy,
Denver?
J.J. McCarthy, who's not your guy that you ripped, Limits?
Yep, he played an incredible first three quarters, huh? With like 100 yards total
passing. Guess
what?
When it ramped up the most, guess
he's
who
ripping,
delivered?
He's ripping J.J. McCarthy,
you can't rip him.
Bob.
If anything, you have
he
to credit him.
He won the game, Limits, in the fourth quarter.
He had a very good fourth quarter. I will give J.J. McCarthy credit for that.
Well, how many games did Ben Roethlisberger not play well for three quarters and then win it in the fourth? Does that mean he played a bad game?
I don't know, Joe. It's his first game. It's the only game that we've been able to evaluate for J.J. McCarthy.
Were you impressed with J.J. McCarthy?
No, I was not. I was impressed with Kevin O'Connell and the most that he's able to get out of that offense.
Wow. Wait a minute. He threw for two. He ran for one. He was, I thought, really.
He was awful the first three quarters.
Okay, who cares?
Okay, so you're
saying,
Williams, in your view, Caleb Williams had a better game than J.J. McCarthy because he started fast. He was 10 for his first 10.
Yeah, he was good in the first two quarters. Did he have a better game?
Did he have an overall better game? Yes. Did he perform better in the key moments that mattered? No.
No, so what makes it a better game then? That's the whole point. It's crunch moments that define you. Especially in the NFL as a quarterback. It can't be start 10 for 10 and end up 4 for 16.
McCarthy did some good things in the fourth quarter. I won't deny that. I do worry, though, if I was like a Vikings fan, are we getting the fourth quarter J.J. McCarthy? Or are you getting the J.J. McCarthy that was the first three quarters when you play tougher competition?
But that was his first game as an NFL starter.
Correct.
I think you learned a lot about his moxie and the fact that he was a national championship quarterback.
Haven't we also seen other quarterbacks have good debuts where they're able to lead a touchdown drive in the fourth quarter? How many did Kenny Pickett have his first year? You know, whether it be against the Raiders, whether it be against Baltimore, where everybody was celebrating the achievements.
That's a good point by Limits.
I'm just not crowning J.J. McCarthy as an answer.
Nobody's asking you to crown him.
Just whether or not you liked his performance. And I loved it because when it matters most, he stepped up.
Go ahead.
Caleb Williams was worse as the game went on when they needed him to be J.J. McCarthy.
I deserve the Bo Nix criticism that you have levied. Please continue.
I just want your thoughts on Bo Nix. Is this a reason to be concerned for Nix with his performance?
It's one game limits, and they won the game, I might
okay,
add.
Okay, so if it's one game and he won the game, should we be just flaunting over J.J. McCarthy, even though it was just one game and he came
difference.
Back?
It's
he won the game,
two.
Too.
It's year two. That's
yes,
the only
I
difference.
Said I was impressed with J.J. What is going on here, Bob?
So we're not overreacting to Bo Nix, but we are overreacting to J.J. McCarthy and the great outing that he had in the fourth quarter?
Now you're doing a brain teaser, and I can't wrap my mind around it. Let's take these separately. J.J. McCarthy's first NFL game, I was wildly impressed that he overcame a slow start and won the game in the fourth quarter. Bo Nix had a great rookie year, and he's off to a one-game slow start here. I'm not worried about him, if that's what you're asking.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
They won the game. He still went, what, 25 or 40, something like that. And you know, in the end, yes, he did. He had two picks. But I'm not worried. No, he's my MVP, and I'm staying with him.
Your
limits.
MVP pick?
Yeah. Did we not do that together?
No, I was not here for that.
Who's your MVP pick? Josh Allen?
Yes.
Good pick.
Win it back to back.
No, it's Baker Mayfield.
You picked Baker. Oh yeah, you did pick Baker Mayfield.
I think he's going to be an MVP of the league.
I think he's got a lot of numbers.
I'm trying to make money too, and I want better odds.
Well, Bob, I hope you didn't pick Brock Purdy. He's expected to miss 2 to 5 weeks now with a toe injury for San Francisco. Oh. This is not
turf
good.
Toe? What is it? What's going on with him?
Yeah, so he was hurt in the game against Seattle. He did play the whole game, and he seemed like he was going to ultimately be okay, but his toe is causing him problems that he's expected to miss the next couple of games. And it could stretch to as much as 5 weeks. They have not placed him on injured reserve yet, but that is a possibility. Mac Jones right. is the backup quarterback.
Isn't it funny how these former number one picks like Zach Wilson, like Mac Jones, and the list goes on and on. They're still somewhere, but it's so hard to find the next quarterback. It just really is.
Man, I picked the Niners to make the playoffs this year because of their schedule. And they still have a ton of talent, and they are 1-0, but
I worry about them.
Yes, I did pick the Cardinals to win that division, and I'm quite proud of that, Bob.
It's only one game, Joe.
I know. Next.
I picked the 49ers to not be very good this year, and the Cowboys. Those are my two. They're going to be a lot worse than people expect teams. Chris Boswell wins AFC Special Teams Player of the Week, Joe. 56-yard field goal. 60-yard field goal.
Keep going.
I'll let you finish your thought there.
No. A yawning attack.
Oh, my God.
Should Chris Boswell, like, legitimately go back to the Steelers and say, hey, maybe you should actually give me a little sweetener like they gave Cam Hayward?
No, he's going to get his money at the end of this year. He's going to get his money. He'll be the highest paid kicker in the game.
Yeah, but what if he gets hurt?
Yeah, Bob, but what if he gets hurt?
He can't do it now. They don't do it, and they didn't do it. They're not going to just
do it. Should they have done it?
I would have done it, but then it goes against their policy, and that's why they didn't do it. So,
no, their policies.
But honestly, this money that we're talking about for kickers is nowhere near what we're talking about with other players. It's a no-brainer when it comes up.
Wait a second. How much is Cam Hayward making this year?
Well, he already got 13.5, and he has some incentives that could bring it to 18 now.
That reminds me, at 1 o'clock, we're getting into Cam Hayward's incentives.
Okay, but kickers, what's the highest? Is Kyle... what's his name? The guy?
22.
Tucker. Justin Tucker. What is his?
Because
he was the number
Harrison
one guy.
Butker is at 6'4".
Okay.
So you're right. So I think Boswell will get to 7 or 8.
Whatever. To me, that's a no-brainer for how important he is. You could make the argument he was the MVP of the league.
What if he gets hurt,
MVP
Bob?
Of his team. That's all part of it. What are you going to do?
Cry. Next.
Yeah, Boswell is making $5 million per year. So Washington and Green Bay is the Thursday night football game that can be heard right here on The Fan, the NFL, and Westwood One beginning at 7:30. Joe, what do you make of this matchup? Two good quarterbacks. We both picked Jordan Love to win MVP last year. He was hurt. A lot of people picking Jaden Daniels to win it in year two for Washington.
I think this is a spicy Thursday night game, Bob, and I'm going to be riveted. I'm going to watch it as soon as I take Chick-fil-A to my daughter's volleyball game. Well, I'll watch her game first. I'm still having troubles with this.
You may never get
it. I can't get a hold of a human being at the Chick-fil-A.
They may lose a volleyball game because of Chick-fil-A.
And then I go to the catering section. I try to follow the rules. My computer freezes or theirs. It has to be easier than this, Bob, to make a bulk
order.
Why
can't people just do it the old-fashioned
way? Answer the phone.
I don't understand. They should have people answering phones.
Yes, they should. And I realize they're busy. But what do they need? I mean, they do a pretty good business, Bob. It's pretty brisk.
Right.
But this is 30 more sandwiches, maybe with fries and nuggets, too.
You're going to have to show up, Joe, and just say, hey, may I please place a very large order?
Should I pull rank here and use Bob's name?
I think you should.
No,
yes.
That won't
Can
work.
I?
They'd be very disappointed if they did not treat Bob Pompieni well.
What if I said I'm ordering these
First
for
of
Bob
all,
Pompieni?
If they knew that you were the person ringing that phone and they're not answering, they would change immediately. It's Joe Starkey.
They would
what?
Not.
It's Joe Starkey.
For you, they would. Mm-mm. I'm going to go there and say I'm ordering this for Bob Pompieni's graduation party.
They would
party.
Have no idea.
What's he graduating from?
The fan.
He's graduating from the fan? Where are we sending Bob off to? What college is he going to?
Where did you go? You went to Point Park, didn't you?
I went to Penn State first, and then I transferred to Point Park because I needed to do something that was in the city that I thought can pave a way for an opportunity.
So Point Park has produced some wonderful Pittsburgh luminaries, including my wife.
Absolutely.
And Tom McMillan.
Mike DeCourcy is from DeCourcy. There. Dennis Miller, do you remember him? He went there.
What's Dennis Miller up to these days?
I don't
days?
Know. I haven't seen him. I mean, he had a pretty good career going there, and I don't know what's happened. I haven't seen his name anywhere.
Did Monday Night Football ruin his career?
You remember how many people they trotted out Monday Night? Tony
I enjoyed him, yeah.
He was on there. They had a lot of, they were trying real hard, but honestly, it comes down to the games, too. I think if you have a really exciting game, I think people are, does it matter who's calling? Does Tom Brady have to be there? If it's a dog game, it does not matter. If it's a good game, it does not matter. As long as they're competent at what they do, and I think most of them are.
May I inject a college football thing here, Limits?
Please.
First, I'll tell people it's sunny today and a high of Plaxico Burress, a low of Nick Herbig. That's 80 and 51. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. The 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. 13 players from 6 schools involved in gambling schemes, according to the NCAA. This is men's college basketball, and it's Eastern Michigan, Temple, Arizona State, New Orleans, North Carolina A&T, and Mississippi Valley State. Bob, that's a pretty big scandal, no?
Yeah, that's a very big scandal. Not a little. It's
What's going to happen here?
I don't know.
So betting accounts associated with a gambling ring under federal investigation. Is this all related? Or are these separate? Have you seen this story, Limits?
No, this is the first I'm hearing of it.
Me too. It's the first. I heard somebody talk about it. I didn't hear any details.
The violations include athletes betting on and against their own teams, sharing information with third parties for purposes of betting, knowingly manipulating scoring or game outcomes, and or refusing to participate in the enforcement staff's investigation. This is some serious, serious stuff.
I'm not surprised the way it's going. No, you're going to have incidents like this. I was surprised. Are we done with the Limitless Express or not?
It's all
yours,
it, Bob.
No,
yeah,
I wanted to
please.
You may get to this.
Soliloquize.
No, it's Jalen Carter and it's Lamar Jackson. And the two interactions they had, one with a player, Jalen.
Let's do that at the top of the hour.
Because I don't know about you. I'll tell you what I think.
Tell me what you think at the top of the hour.
Okay, we'll
I like both those topics. I hope we agree. Actually, I hope we disagree. We're going to talk about that at the top of the hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.